views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
A light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please.
Welcome to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris, and what a special show we have today. We are visiting with Ireland. We have a fantastic guest, Elaine Griffin. I'm going to tell you about her in a second. She's been battling the illness for decades. And as many of you know, Ireland is in serious trouble with lack of information about Lyme disease, misdiagnosis, and very little support. So it's really my privilege to bring Elaine Griffin on, representing Ireland and the stories that are going on in Europe. The situation is very difficult over there. It's as bad, maybe, if not worse, in the United States because of lack of doctor knowledge. So let me tell you about Elaine, and she's a terrific person and filled with ambition to change the future. So Elaine Griffin, when she was 18 years old, came down with a very severe bout of mononucleosis, also called glandular fever. That period of illness marked the beginning of a downward spiral of her health on an ongoing basis for the next 24 years up till today. After in-depth testing at a specialty lab in Germany last December, Elaine learned that she'd been infected in the past, most likely in childhood, with Borrelia burgdorferi, the disease-forming pathogen that causes Lyme disease. This is a very poor understood illness in Ireland, and consequently, there are very limited treatment options available. And only this past year did the HSE finally come out and warn of the presence of Lyme disease in Ireland. Elaine initiated treatment with a leading European Lyme and tick-borne disease clinic in Germany last December, but due to the length of the time that she was undiagnosed, which had resulted in multiple systems of her body being afflicted, coupled with some profoundly mutated genetics, which we all know about now, they were not able to deal with her case successfully, and she has had to come to the United States for treatment. Elaine is currently undergoing intravenous antibiotic treatment at a specialty clinic in California, which is the first step in a very long battle to regain her health. Elaine has written a song called Once Bitten, Twice Shy, and she's recorded it with her specialty band, aptly named The Tickets. The CD pack that she's created opens to contain information about Lyme disease and what to do if you get bitten by a tick, and also a very nifty tick remover card along with useful links to website. This makes a perfect gift for joggers, hikers, gardeners, farmers, golfers, freshwater fishermen, pet owners, and everybody who wants to enjoy the great outdoors. Elaine's website is elainefightslime.com. And after this great introduction, let me welcome Elaine Griffin to Limelight Radio.
Hi there. How's it
hey,
going,
Elaine.
Thanks so much for having me on today. It's great
oh, my gosh. It's wonderful to have you on. Welcome.
My pleasure. I was going to tell you about the fact that after I got my diagnosis with Lyme disease, I had a number of sleepless nights trying to get my head around what was the next plan. And I used to tune in to Limelight Radio on the radio and listen back to all the previous interviews you had there. Keep me sane. So it's quite amazing to find myself now talking to you a year later.
Oh my gosh, Elaine, that totally warms my heart. Thank you for telling me that.
You'd enjoy to hear that, all right? Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that makes me feel all my hard work is doing some good. There you were, stricken and suffering all the way around the globe from me, listening to the podcast and the wonderful doctors and guests. Thank you, Elaine.
You're so welcome, and thank you. It's brilliant for us all to have that access to that information.
Oh, thank you so very much. Well, I'm sorry, my gosh, you've been through so much. I mean, we're talking a couple decades here of struggles.
Yeah.
And this is what motivated you to get out there now and start this campaign.
Absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, it is rather shocking, really. I know all of my adult life I've been sick, and to only find out, you know, in the last 12 months what's been wrong with me, you know, and I've been, anybody who knows me will know that I have been, like, active, extremely active in trying to figure this out, you know, in the face of a medical system that absolutely denies there's anything wrong with you. And I know there's a lot of listeners who have experienced that, and it's really difficult to try and keep going and keep believing in yourself against that kind of massive institution. So, yeah, it's been a very, very, very long road. And really, I guess based on that, I just thought there was no way that I could not do something about this in terms of trying to raise awareness, particularly in Ireland. You know, there's so little awareness there. So that's just the kind of person I am, and I just felt really driven to do it. And, you know, I'm really happy I'm doing it. And it's hard work on top of doing the treatment, but, you know, already I've received quite a number of letters from people who had read some articles about me before I came out here and have since gotten tested and have tested positive. And one of them already was flying off yesterday to the BCA in Germany for their first appointment. So that's pretty amazing.
That's fantastic. Good for you. I mean, just look at this. In this short time, how you've started to usher in awareness and change. That's amazing.
Thank you.
So what steps have you taken? Because, you know, you have something going on here that can give other people ideas of what they can do in their communities, right?
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I know the diagnosis of Lyme, and for me, the diagnosis of Lyme finally was, you know, such a double-edged sword, because I was like, oh, my God, finally I actually know what this is. Mm. So there was this moment of elation, and then it was followed very quickly by this absolute kind of drop off a cliff, because you realize there was absolutely no help available for you, you know. So it's very hard, that diagnosis. And I think the more pressure we can put on, you know, in Ireland, like the more people that know about this and are asked to be tested and all of that, is only going to help push the medical system to, you know, have to acknowledge that. But I think one of the things that also is very overwhelming about the chronic Lyme diagnosis is just how complex this illness is.
Yes.
You know, there's so much information to get your head around. When I started, before I got my diagnosis, I actually began training last year as a medical herbalist and naturopathic doctor in Ireland before I even got the diagnosis of Lyme. And so I was reading a lot of this kind of information in any case, but it's hard information to work through. And it's not, you know, it's not something that we're used to dealing with in our ordinary day lives. And it became apparent to me that I couldn't fight in that argument or conversation. I'm not a qualified doctor, you know, mm-hmm. but I thought, well, what do I do and what can I do? You know, and I'm an artist and a musician, and I thought, well, there has to be some things I can do there, you know, to help raise awareness through my creativity. So that's what I've been starting at, and I'm hoping that other people will get encouragement from that. I mean, there's lots of things we can all do, and I think actually the more things we can do outside the box and, you know, come at it from different angles, the more people we can affect and get this information too, you know?
That's so true, Elaine. You're very accurate in that. Yeah, coming in on different angles, like as you said, with your creative gifts, and not maybe just going straight down the medical pathway, but shining light on it from a different angle draws attention to folks that might not be dialed into the medical scene.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think one of the things that we all become aware of as we get older in life is that, you know, unless something is actually happening to us or for us or around us, we don't know a lot about it. You know, we live very busy lives. We're all busy doing stuff. And, you know, I mean, if somebody asked me something about, let's say, like, I don't know, spina bifida or something, I might know something very basic about it, but that would be it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Unless we have direct contact with things, you know, we tend not to know a lot about them. So I was trying to find another way of getting the information out, because unfortunately the thing with Lyme disease is, you know, by the time you know something about it, it's too late. It's usually because you have it, you know, and that's not where you want to be, you know, because the whole deal with this is having a prevention.
It's so true. The earlier, yeah, the better. Prevention, as you said, and immediate diagnostics if you're bit. So
yeah,
the tickets, I love this name, the tickets.
Well, you know where that came from. It's so funny. There's another friend of mine who has chronic Lyme disease, and then another friend of ours has this little foster child staying with her who's only 3 years old when my friend got Lyme disease, and she referred to the disease as the ticket. So she'd say, Barbara has the ticket, you know, and it was so cute. So we thought, well, that's what we'd call them, the tickets. But also the idea is it's a ticket out of there if you, you know, use this card and you get the information and the awareness. So it's a ticket to health.
That's
so, yeah,
great.
It's good fun.
It's great. It's
trying to have a bit of fun with this because it's such heavy going, you know yourself, you know, it's hard going. That's why I use this kind of superhero graphic as well, because, you know, the front of the CD pack has a picture of me boxing a tick in that kind of superhero style Marvel character, mm-hmm, comic character. And really, it was also trying to have a slight bit of humor with this because it's such heavy going. But also, the reason why I picked this kind of design for the CD pack was because I wanted it to be something that other people outside the Lyme community could grasp, you know, and that it, mm-hmm, wasn't a big, heavy, medical-looking thing. That it had element of lightness and fun, you know?
It is. It's very fresh, and it catches your eye right away. It's you did a wonderful job with it. And as you said, the superhero Marvel kind of, you know, right away you dial into it, no matter your age.
Totally. And I think the other thing for me very strongly in this is that I think every chronic Lyme disease patient is a superhero, to be honest. You know, I mean, like, every single day is such a battle for chronic Lyme patients.
Oh,
and,
it
you
is.
Know, I think they just, you know, on every front. And, I mean, I think to just try and keep going with this disease is fairly miraculous
it
for
is.
Everybody to be doing it.
It
so
is.
It's also a little kind of, a little nod to everybody's fight, you know?
Yes, I love it, Elaine. Elaine, stay with me because it's time for our first station break. Audience, stay tuned. We're coming back with Elaine Griffin visiting with us from Ireland. We got a lot more ground to cover. Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. We'll be right back.
Okay.
To Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Hello, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and welcome back to Limelight Radio. It is a dark and wet, icy day in northern New England, where I am from, and we're visiting with Elaine Griffin, who is from Ireland. And oh my gosh, your habitat over there, Elaine, is like prime for ticks to reside, with your moisture and your green pastures and all the grass. It must be abysmal over there with the ticks.
And I don't think we really have a full handle on the extent of it. I know it's now accepted that up to at least 30% of ticks in Ireland carry the disease, but in some areas that goes right up to like 50 or 60%. I'm based on the west coast of Ireland, and we get a lot of migratory birds which come over from America carrying infected ticks, and you can certainly see some hotspot areas along the western seaboard there. But also on the east coast in areas like Wicklow, we've got like a lot of wild deer population in those areas, down in Kerry. And so there's, you know, and like I said, you know, there's so little awareness here that there's only been small amounts of research and, you know, investigation into this. We really don't know. But that would be the statistics we have currently. I mean, we are, the whole nation as a whole is like very much a farming community. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you know, farmers are at huge risk to this disease, and really there's not a lot of awareness, I think, within the farming community. I'm really hoping now when I get home to do a bit more on that and try and even get my CD packs into some of those like farmers co-op stores.
Yes.
To try and push that a bit, because it's a big issue. And also we have huge outdoor kind of scene in Ireland. A lot of people come over there here to go hiking and fishing, and we've got a huge amount of joggers. So, yeah, there's a lot of unsuspecting people, you know, a lot of people out there who have no idea of what the risks are, and that's really why I just got so busy with this.
I know. I mean, you know, you really could build a whole battalion of folks in your camp to help with the education and awareness, because from what you just described, I can just see it with the beautiful farmlands and the farmers are out there and the children and then all the outdoor enthusiasts and migratory birds coming from Canada and USA. It's just a hot spot, I bet.
Yeah, well, I mean, we really don't know. But, I, you know, since I've gotten diagnosed with Lyme disease, you know, and the talk has been more now, I think I know within my immediate circle, you know, probably five people who have chronic Lyme disease.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing, you know, statistically. And I think I probably know quite a few more who have it and don't know they have it.
Don't realize it.
Yeah. So I think we will come to see that, you know, there's a hell of a lot of it around. Really,
yeah.
Really.
And you know, unfortunately, though, as you said, not one treating physician in the whole country.
Yeah, we do. We don't have one Lyme literate doctor really in the country. We've recently had one new doctor who is in one of the hospitals in Dublin who's come from America, and he definitely seems to have treated a lot more people with Lyme disease in the past. But he's the only one really. And, you know, based on our kind of Irish medical model, I think there's quite a lot of restrictions for doctors in Ireland with treating. Yeah, you know, and it's the same as other places. You've got to qualify on the tests that we have, which are really not, they're totally inadequate. So, You know, it's a very complex situation. There's a lot of people walking around who know they've got Lyme who are not testing positive and therefore can't access any treatment whatsoever.
Oh, dear.
So we urgently, urgently need a Lyme literate doctor in our country. I know there's a number of doctors who've been pushing and advocating for that, as well as our brilliant Irish group, TikTok Ireland, which is the Irish awareness and support and prevention group. You know, there's a lot of lobbying going on, but it's huge resistance and, you know, it's hard. But I think the more people who get to know about this disease through campaigns like this, you know, they're going to go and talk to their doctor, and it's just going to build up the pressure of people asking constantly for proper testing and constantly saying, these are my symptoms. I am, you know, expressing symptoms of chronic Lyme. You know, hopefully if we can increase the volume on that, it'll just put more pressure on the, you know, the Minister for Health.
Yeah, you're doing the right thing. You definitely are. I mean, you know, I use the analogy of a raindrop. I mean, one drop of rain does not feel like very much, but a million drops of rain is a storm.
Yeah, that's a brilliant analogy. I might steal that. But it's great, you know, because it's also, you know, that's such a brilliant analogy, because sometimes you feel like you're so on your own with all of that stuff as well. And it's like, you think, well, what can I do? Or, you know, what difference? I mean, I had that, you know, while I was here, I was, you know, I've been working on this whole thing since I've been here, and it's a lot of work, and I'm getting my treatment, and I've had some very sick days during my treatment, and I'm thinking, God, what am I doing? Putting all my energy and time and investing some of my money into this. But actually, you know, the amount of incredible feedback I'm getting from people, and, you know, the fact that actually people have gotten tested positive since reading articles or whatever that I've had done, it's just inspiring, you know?
It is, Elaine, and I want to encourage you from across the pond that I myself, you know, having written out of the woods and then getting involved now with Limelight Radio, again, like you, I stepped out of the box and tried to reach people in a different way, and look at all the good that's being created. And so I am so proud of you with your Elaine Fights Lyme campaign and the CD packet with the awareness and the tick testing. I mean, this is wonderful. You're reaching people. You've gotten some diagnosed already. You're starting a momentum. You've partnered with TikTok Ireland with Jenny O'Day. We had her on Limelight Radio.
Yes.
You're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. I know sometimes it feels like, oh my gosh, you know, maybe I should just go back to living a normal life, but you can't. Once you start with this, you can't stop.
I think that's it. And you know, the other thing is, like, it's quite, you know, for me, you know, there's also like frustration at, you know, and anger at the fact that I was left for like at least 24 years, if not 38 years of my life wandering around with all these bacteria. I've got like 10 other bacterial co-infections and viruses on top of Lyme disease, you know. And I've spent, I think before my diagnosis, I'd spent something like €140,000, basically all the money I owned in my life, trying to get a diagnosis on this. So, you know, like, there's that energy that comes off that, which can be, you know, can be destructive if you want, you know, but I'm trying to turn that into something positive and try and move it forward, because, you know, there's no point. I can do a lot of really positive stuff with that energy if I just channel it and direct it properly. And I'm also trying to encourage people in that way, because it's fine to be angry, and we all have a right to be angry who've not been diagnosed and have been left like this to find our own way through treatment. But I think, you know, we can really try and turn that around and use that dynamic energy in a kind of constructive, positive way.
Oh, Elaine, you're such a creative spirit. I mean, that's what makes you a musician and an artist. It's that creativity and that willingness to think out of the box. And I applaud you. This is enormous. I mean, having been sick for so much of your life, and now with this positive attitude and your singing, I'm trying to get to see if Brian can get the song off of iCloud so that we can listen to Once Bitten, Twice Shy.
Well, if you can't manage to get it on, people can hear it on my website. So if they go on to ElaineFightsLine.com, they can play it there and hear it. But hopefully he'll manage to get it up before the show ends.
I know.
It's kind of a clever little song, because what I was trying to do with that song was to embed actually the symptoms of the disease into the song. You know, if you hear the song, it just sounds like an ordinary love song. You know, if you weren't aware that it was about Lyme disease, you'd tap your foot along and think it was a love song. But actually, it's got all of the kind of general symptoms woven into that story there. And, you know, the idea about that is it's just getting that information into people's homes in a different way. And again, there's a kind of a bit of humor in it as well. For Lyme patients who know the story, they can have a chuckle when they listen to that song.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Hopefully we're going to get it up. And it's such a clever approach for you to take. And the tickets, I love that. And I hope that grows and that you get to perform together. Wonderful, wonderful work you're doing, Elaine Griffin. I'm so pleased to have you on the show. You're a breath of sunshine in the midst of a very daunting epidemic that's surging around the globe. And
yeah.
We don't even have accurate figures. I mean, the United States estimates, you know, well over 5 or 6 million in the past 10 years alone. And
unbelievable, isn't it?
And that's probably a very conservative number. It's, you know, and we're wondering now, are all of these many, many illnesses like chronic fatigue syndrome and fibromyalgia and irritable bowel syndrome and rheumatoid arthritis and MS, I mean, could many of these illnesses be induced by tick-borne diseases, or could they be misdiagnosed? I mean, there's a huge crossover.
Yeah, I always go back to the, you know, the stomach ulcer story, you know, the helio bacteria.
H. pylori, yeah.
You know, because when the guy identified that, you know, like people were dying of stomach ulcers before he identified that was caused by a bacterial infection. And when he did, you know, identify that, he was laughed at for a long time. You know, it wasn't accepted. But now, you know, they just cure that with, you know, antibiotic treatment, and then people don't have it. It's, you know, so, I mean, I think Lyme is similar, except it's much more complex what it does to your body. We have patterns of this occurring in history in medicine before. So I don't know, you know, the resistance is so strong here, but hopefully it will shift. I think there's getting to be so many more people getting this disease. It just can't hold. The center can't hold too much longer.
I agree with you. It's just, it's a matter of a tipping point.
Yes.
So Elaine, it's time for our next station break. But I want to come back and hear a little bit more about your personal story. Patients and listeners always love to, you know, identify with some of these pieces. So everyone stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio with Katina, and we're visiting with Elaine Griffin today. We'll be right back after our station break.
Just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron. She's just mad about me. They call me mellow yellow. Quite right.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com. Or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. Thank you, Brian. Fun music today, as always. Brian's our producer. He's trying to get Elaine's fabulous song up, Once Bitten, Twice Shy. If you haven't heard it, visit her website, ElaineFightsLyme.com, and scroll down, and you'll see the part that says about her CD pack, and then right underneath it is the link to her fabulous song and the work of The Tickets, her specialty band. So, Elaine, tell me a little bit more about the CD pack and how you are getting that distributed around the country. I mean, but it really can go anywhere. It doesn't need to be just Ireland. We could bring it to the United States or Germany or anywhere.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been sending a lot of them out to the United States, and you can purchase them. I've actually got some over here with me now in the States, so if people are interested in purchasing them, If they want to give one to somebody as a gift for Christmas, they can just go on my site and order as much as normal, and I can post them up to, I think, the 15th of December to make sure you get them in time for Christmas. So, you know, I had one woman who contacted me from Australia. She ordered some, and she wrote me a really nice note saying how grateful she was to have this object because she said it's going to make it so easier, much easier for me to bring up this subject with some people in my life that I really want to, you know, sit down around the table and talk about this with. So I thought that was so interesting because that's exactly what I was trying to do, was create something that allowed people to physically present something to somebody that also showed that this is something that's going on globally and that people are aware of it. Because so many of us have suffered, you know, with a lack of understanding from friends and family just simply because they don't understand. And because the medical people are not giving us a diagnosis, they're saying there's anything wrong with us. It's very hard for people who are close to you in your life to get on board, you know, when you're not getting that kind of affirmation from the mainstream medical world, you know. So I think the actual physicality of this object is really, you know, it's really useful. I think it's like $12. It's not an expensive thing, and it might save somebody's life. I think if you've got friends who are joggers or golfers or hikers, you know, it's a really good way, and it just spreads the word on Lyme disease, and 10% of the total cost of this pack are going to TikTok Ireland to have them continue to fund their website and print leaflets and keep getting the word out there. So, you know, it's, and the rest of it is going towards helping me with my treatment. So, you know, there's a lot of very positives to purchasing this pack for a lot of people. And I'm, you know, I've got a lot of other creative projects I really want to work on, which help to highlight Lyme disease. And there are things that I could possibly travel with as well to other countries. So, you know, I really want to keep this going now that it's started. So, you know, purchasing the pack is really just helping to keep that word out there as well.
Yes, fabulous. It's fabulous. It's a brilliant idea you had to create this with music, with graphics, with information, with diagnostics, with a tick remover. It's, as you said, and you can physically hand it to somebody. It really helps people when there's something tangible. It's real. Mm. It's not just an idea, a notion, a maybe diagnosis. Oh, the medical world. I mean, you've given it, you've made it real. You've brought it into the material plane. And exactly. I love that story from Australia.
Yeah, I mean, they're the things that keep me going as well. It's, you know, and I think, you know, that's the thing. I was very impressed, actually. I was visiting somebody here in California last night who told me that they actually get sent a tick remover in the post every year by their county government or whatever. I was like, oh, my God, that's so incredible. Like, that's where we all need to be at with this.
But
we know that a lot of the rest of the world is light years behind that. And I think, you know, everybody needs to have one of these things in their home, whether it's my one or another one, you know. We just have to have those things in our home because getting those ticks out as soon as possible is the trick, you know. So it's really important. And the other really nice thing about this is that the actual card, the tick remover card, the safe card that's in the pack, was designed by a man in Denmark called Bjorn Bagger, who was also affected by Lyme disease in his life. And like me, he really wanted to do something to make a difference. So he set about creating and designing this really excellent card. It's just like the same size as a credit card, so it fits in your wallet. You have it with you wherever you go. It's totally scientifically proven to work, and it's really a very, very efficient and good card. So, you know, he was driven by the same force to want to do something practical that can help raise awareness. So he was so delighted to team up with me on this project. You know, and he sold like 12 million of these things.
Wow.
So that was value, 12 million of those, yeah. And they really work excellently, and you know, he's a real advocate of Lyme disease and raising awareness. So, you know, what's great about these projects is we can all come together and we can all pool our skills, and you know, so I can just see this kind of thing growing and trying. I've got quite a few ideas up my sleeve for educational things, and you know, I'm an artist, so I've got some installation ideas I'd like to do and some video pieces that I'd like to do to try and help mainstream society understand how hard it is for Lyme disease patients and how they feel, you know, because I think it's really difficult. And it's hard to do these projects. I have to try and fund them somehow and fund my treatment and everything. So it's tricky, but I think there's a really huge benefit to this. If I can keep working in this way, and getting ideas out, I think it's really important because more and more people need to understand the suffering that Lyme patients go through, because we all look so normal a lot of the time. Not all of us, but we can look kind of fairly okay, and people don't get how bad we're suffering, you know?
I know. I mean, that's one of the things about the illness is that the doctor said, well, you look fine, or family member thinks that you're like faking it or something.
Absolutely, yeah.
That you can't, you know, make it to the shower, you can't make it to, you know, a family event or, you know, whatnot. They just think, oh, well, she's got psychological problems. Or, I mean, they just dismiss the degree of suffering. And I don't know if you had heard this fact that the chronic fatigue of Lyme disease is 4 times more extreme than a patient in cardiac failure.
Wow. No, I didn't hear that, but Jesus, I had felt that. I had felt like that.
When you have congestive heart failure, you know, when people have that condition and they're on the respirator and they can, you know, barely on a cane and bloated and toddling along, they're 4 times severe when they've done the studies on the respiration and the blood oxygenation. And you can vouch for it. I can too.
That's just, you know, phenomenal. And I think that will be quite an amazing thing for ordinary healthy folks to hear, you know. It really, I mean, it used to take me 45 minutes to get up the stairs in my house sometimes, you know. I can totally relate to that. And that's one of the real tricky things for Lyme patients. And I think the other really big thing for me in this is, you know, this consciousness of the fact that a lot of chronic Lyme disease patients are losing or feel like they're losing their identity and their skills, you know, through being ill. Like a lot of us have to stop working.
Yes.
You know, a lot of the things we used to enjoy about our lives or the things we're identified with in our lives are things we can no longer do or enjoy anymore.
It's so very true. It is.
I think that's really one of the real heartbreaking thing about this disease on top of everything else. And, you know, that's why I'm really just trying to, I mean, even in my own career, I haven't been as productive with artwork as I would have been. And, you know, it's really frustrating. I have loads of great ideas and I just can't physically follow through on those things. And so basically, I think I'm trying to encourage people in whatever tiny little way they can. One of the things I want to try and do now is set up this kind of extension of my website, which is going to have this page on it called Insomniac Sunrise. So the idea of that is that, you know, because a lot of people suffer with chronic insomnia. I did that for like 15 years. I didn't sleep, and it just drove me mad. I used to be in tears going to bed every night. It was so stressful.
Dreading.
And I know loads of friends like that. And there's a couple of friends I have on Facebook, like Meg Stone over in the East Coast there, and another good friend of mine in Ireland, Claire McLaughlin. She doesn't have Lyme, but she's up a lot at night. And they've been posting these incredible sunrises on their Facebook pages. And I thought, well, we should really do something with this, you know, and actually give people something like a purpose, you know, when they're up awake every night driving themselves crazy. Maybe it could be a nice thing for them to have a site where they can upload a picture, a sunset, or a sunrise, I mean, and just connect with other people around the world who are up and can't sleep.
Trying to
channel the energy into something positive and focused, you know?
Yes. I love it, Elaine. You're so great. You have such a great attitude about illness, about suffering, about transforming energy, about changing your lens on life, and overcoming.
I guess that's what comes from, you know, I've been sick for 24 years and it's like, I know it inside out now. One of the things that I used to enjoy a lot when I was sleepless was watching foxes in the fields. Mm. And I think it's a very special time of day when most of us are asleep and we miss out on it. And I look at these amazing websites, sunrises that Meg would put up on, I think, wow, you know, that's incredible. So
wow.
I think, you know, it's a really positive thing. I'm going to, you know, people can keep an eye on my website. That's going to be up and active in January. And I'm hopefully then going to be able to use those images in some kind of installation or in some further project to raise awareness.
Thank you, Elaine. You're such an inspiration for everyone. Stay with us. It's time for our station break. Audience,
okay,
this is Limelight Radio with Katina. We'll be right back.
You got me crawling at your bidding. Twice shy and once bitten. After 24 hours in your company, my head started.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Once bitten, twice shy. You jumped me as I passed you by. Now I can't shake you though I've tried. Once bitten, twice shy. Twice shy, once bitten. You left your mark and now I'm smitten. You got me crawling at your bidding. Twice shy and once bitten. After 24 hours in your company, my head started pounding, I got weak at the knees. Can't stop shaking and my temperature's high. You went straight to my heart like an old bullseye. Once bitten, twice shy. Once bitten, twice shy, ain't no word of a lie. Gonna carry you with me till the day I twice shy, so selfish and so sly. I feel so cheated I could die. I'm once bitten, twice shy. Twice shy, once bitten. You're not forgotten, I
forgiving, looking for ways to go on living. I'm twice shy and once bitten. After 36 hours, I was starting to swoon. Caught myself a howling at the moon. Can't sleep a wink, you got me up all night. Feels like I'm losing my mind. After just one bite of once bitten. Twice shy. Once bitten, twice shy. Ain't a word of a lie. Gonna carry you with me till the day I
This is Katina Makris, and welcome back to Limelight Radio. We're visiting with Elaine Griffin, parting thought to us. I've enjoyed you so much.
Yeah, my parting thought is, you know, I think we all need to just try and keep pushing and pushing with the kind of awareness. I think what I feel is like we can all make a difference. If it's one person that you can tell about Lyme disease, you know, and that's what this pack is about. If you give that to one person, you know, they're going to tell 5 people or 10 people. And, you know, I think your raindrop analogy is just brilliant. You know, just don't think that it's insignificant. It's incredible what we, if we all keep chipping away at this, what we can do. And really, we all, having been so sick, we just don't want anyone to ever get this. You know,
no.
It's like, that's one thing I've found in commonality with every Lyme patient. It's like, you do anything you can to just not letting anyone else get this.
Yes.
So that's my parting point. Whatever you can do, you know, and that's why I've done this, because it might make it easier for people to spread that word, you know. But it's like we just keep needing to spread it, especially
Beautiful. In
countries where we just don't have treatment, you know.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Elaine. You have been a joy on the show today. Your contributions to the world suffering from Lyme disease are enormous, and those many raindrops will fall, and we will create a watershed together. Thank you for joining me. Visit Elaine's website, ElaineFightsLyme.com. Spread the word about her CD pack and her fabulous song, Once Bitten, Twice Shy. I love it, Brian. We're going to play it every week now. Thank you, Elaine Griffin, and I look forward to meeting you in person. It'll be
wonderful. We'll see you in October for sure, and thank you so much, Katina, for having me on, and keep up your great work. There's
thank
a lot
you.
Of us tucked in bed somewhere in the depths of the night listening to you, and you don't even know it.
Oh, thank you so much, Elaine.
You're welcome.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Join us next week. Fabulous show, as always. We'll put it up on podcast tomorrow. Visit limelightradio.com. Thank you, everyone. Take care.
You've been listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Makris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me, please.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I know you've heard my friend and colleague, John G. Sutton, on my show. Well, guess what? He is now going to be a regular each month. I know many of you have experienced John live on air and how absolutely incredibly accurate he has been. So guess what? He's going to be joining us every month. For those of you that want to find out more about John and schedule your amazing session, go to psychicworld.net. Don't forget to stay tuned and tune in for John G. Sutton on the Dr. Pat Show every month.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.